On the show today, we've got Mayor Pro Tem Jeff Chaney joining us to talk about some of the mixed-use developments that are going to be happening in Frisco. And Wendy is here with the weekend roundup. This is the Frisco Podcast for February 27th, 2014. All right, Jeff, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So you're going to talk to us a little bit about two projects in particular. They're mixed use. One is called the Warren Project, or we're referring to it as the Warren Project, and the other is the Wade Project.
Absolutely, and there's a lot of excitement here in the Frisco community about all the projects happening around town, and everyone's asking questions. What exactly are they going to look like? What's going to be there? When are we finally getting Whole Foods? And so hopefully I can answer all those questions for you today. The Warren Project, that is an exciting project because it's going to have a multi-use event center there as well. People that live in Frisco are used to our great quality stadiums that we already have here. And this is just going to add to that repertoire that we have.
And so this one is what people probably know it for being the future.
It's going to be the future home of the Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
And so they will hold their practices there, and their worldwide headquarters will also be located in Frisco, Texas. And yes, that does include the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders as well. So that's the first question everyone always asks. But this was a collaboration project between the city, our Economic Development Corporation, Community Development Corporation, and Frisco ISD as well are big partners in this project. And, you know, Frisco ISD really had a unique opportunity here because they were planning to build a new stadium for just all the growth in high schools that they had coming on. They really needed that. And to be able to use those same dollars and actually less dollars to get access to a world-class indoor dome stadium is really the first of its kind. And so it's going to be really unique for our student athletes here in Frisco to get the opportunity to play in the stadium, share a locker with Tony Romo, and just have this experience. The stadium itself is going to be probably somewhere between 12,000 to 15,000 seats. If you've been to a high school game at Toyota Park, it's a great venue as well, of course, that our athletes get to play in. But some of the feedback we've received is, you know, a 20,000 seat stadium for a high school game. Many times it felt like, you know, the crowd was too small. And so this would be an even better size stadium for that type of use. But beyond the Cowboys, I mean, it's going to host all kinds of events. They're going to have two outdoor fields associated with it as well. But we plan to have anything from Frisco Football League games there to national 7-on-7 tournaments here in Frisco. And so we think this venue will be used year-round. It's really going to drive the entire development. The hard corner is the 91 acres that the Cowboys and multi-use facility will be on. That's just part of a 400-acre development there.
Wow, so there's a lot more to this than
absolutely. And so this is going to have a mix of office towers. We're looking at five-star hotels, retail, restaurants. It's going to be a major development. The goal is we want to really create a unique experience there. So, you know, the words I used when we were really working on this deal is, if you don't have a ticket to the Cowboys game on Sunday, we want you in Frisco, Texas, watching the game. And that's the type of atmosphere they plan to create here. Around the stadium, they're going to have a Victory Park type of venue with a large plaza, possibly some outdoor TVs to watch the game, and just wrapped with restaurants with great patio space. So
that's going to be a lot of fun. I didn't realize there was quite that much going on there.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Very good.
Yeah, in fact, as far as just some of the numbers, I mean, we're expecting this project will bring over 1 million square feet of just office, 450,000 square feet of retail and restaurants, and likely two hotels that have close to 500 rooms.
So, fantastic.
Yeah, and talk to the commercial developments around this project, and all of a sudden they're getting a lot more for their land around there.
I'll bet they are. Yeah, that's going to bring things up quite a bit for everybody. And if you're a high school football player, it's got to be very exciting to know that that's coming from the standpoint of the Cowboys. And how will the high school kids be utilizing that dome? Because they all have their own fields where they play typically now.
They do. So part of the deal arrangement that was made was the ISD would have blocked nights for use of the stadium, and those would be the first ones reserved to schedule their games. And so Friday Night Lights here in Frisco, Texas will certainly go to a new level. But it's just going to be a really neat experience for everyone, parents alike, because just visualize, if you want to go watch a Friday night high school football matchup, being able to go to dinner at a restaurant there right outside the facility, listening to the band playing in the background and then walking over to the game. It's just an experience unlike any other.
Yeah, that's going to be a very unique and very special experience, and we'll be very happy to have that in Frisco.
Yes.
Now, is that where the Whole Foods is going to go as well?
No, that's going to be at the Wade Park development. So that's further north on the tollway, on the southeast corner of the tollway in Lebanon, and we'll start seeing that break ground here shortly. That project is going to be another mixed-use project, and one thing we've heard from our residents is, you know, they love all the amenities that they have in Frisco. We hear from people over and over again that I never have to leave Frisco to get what I want. But the one thing that we do hear a lot of is there's not enough fine dining, entertainment dining type establishments. And we're losing a lot of that, quite honestly, to people going down to Plano, to the Shops of Legacy, even over to Waters Creek and Shops of Fairview. Those cities have done a really good job master planning those developments. And we know that's a hole we have here in Frisco that we're working hard to fix. And we think this Wade Park development will go a long way to fixing that. This is a project that Jim Newman is behind. Many people know Jim Newman in the community. Mm-hmm. He's in real estate as well. And he's known well for only building quality development. He's got a neighborhood, Newman Village, that's a beautiful neighborhood. And just the design and thought they have behind this development is really exciting. So what they're trying to do is take the best of what was done at the Shops of Legacy and mix it with what was the best done at Waters Creek and create something really unique. And so they're, how they're doing that, the Shops of Legacy really did a good job of mixing the business district with their retail and restaurant, creating a lunch crowd and a lot of buzz and energy for an evening crowd as well. But I think when you go there, one thing that, you know, I see, and a lot of people mention that they missed, is they didn't have enough open space created within the development. Doesn't attract enough families there. It's more in an adult-only type development. And I think that's where Waters Creek really got it right. They have a lot of open space there in the development, and, you know, they even have bands coming out, and, you know, it's very family friendly and also adult oriented. So, you know, I know Mr. Newman saw that, and we see their renderings, and they're really taking advantage of both of those. And so Whole Foods was recently announced as their major anchor. A lot of residents have been wanting that for a long time.
Oh, yes.
Us included. So we're excited to have that coming.
So that shell space has to be delivered to Whole Foods here within about 12 months. So first shoppers should be able to enter the doors probably 15 months, I'd say. So probably a year from this summer, that'll be up and running and really will kickstart that development. And the type of retail and restaurant that they're looking for is they're looking for a higher-end market to go in that development to really offset what's done at Stonebriar Mall. So it'll be a lot more niche markets, higher end products, and the Whole Foods demographics that are usually shopped there really tie into that. So I actually saw Mr. Newman about an hour ago at another event, and, you know, he was telling me just the interest level that they have for that project, they can't even keep up with right now. So that's going to fill the hole that our residents have been asking for is, you know, I'm tired of driving into Plano and Allen and to get these type of dining situations. We'll have that for our residents here in Frisco probably within a year or two.
Jeff, do you think that it has the potential, and I don't want to, you know, start boxing this in, but do you think that the Wade project has the potential to be close to like a Highland Park Village? Because we don't have anything like that. I mean, the really high-end retail stays down in Highland Park. And just because there's a Whole Foods there, you know, and what you were saying, the higher end retail, if it's going to supplement Stonebriar Mall, you know, what does that mean? How high of retail are we really looking at?
You know, I really do think it's a similar concept to what you're describing. And, you know, the demographics in Frisco, it is an affluent community.
Right.
I mean, our median salary here, household income, is, you know, over 100,000. Mm-hmm. Average home price is now pushing up well over 300,000 and only going up from there just with the price points of new construction. And so those high-end retailers are looking to be here, and they want to be in an environment like that. I mean, those type of retailers typically want to be in a walkable environment.
Yes.
And that is what's being designed there. So the idea is, you know, you may go there on a Saturday or Sunday afternoon, park your car, and walk around all day, eat lunch, continue shopping, all in an outdoor environment with some enclosed spaces, as, you know, as well.
Right.
Nature is part of it. I mean, those are the types of things that those retailers are looking for in the environment they want to be on. So
excellent. That's exciting. We need to break out the credit cards.
It's very, oh, well, no, I'm going to have to go get another job. Right. That's very exciting. What about the timelines for when we can expect some of these things to start rolling out? I know you said probably 15 months and we'll be able to walk into Whole Foods, but is that the development being done or is that just maybe the starting point?
Well, for both projects, Frisco residents can expect to see a lot of things happening this year. So going back to the Warren project, that project is already under design with an anticipation of breaking ground on the stadium by this summer because it needs to be open within 2 years after that for football practice in 2016. Mm-hmm. So that one's going to be moving really fast. And then as part of the Wade project, they're planning to bite off a big chunk in their phase one of that project. It won't just be the Whole Foods. They're going to be building out a large part of it in this first phase, and part of that depends on the financing, how they get all those situations, but it will be a fast-moving development. And really, Frisco in general is so hot right now, just beyond those two projects. You know, we haven't even discussed the new future mall along 380 that, you know, we anticipate breaking ground within a couple years as well. You're going to see a lot of cranes in the air in Frisco, and it's an exciting
time. Is Frisco going to start
here
to look like Dubai pretty soon? You've seen those pictures right of all the cranes everywhere?
That's right. That's right. We may build a 100-story building, too. Who knows?
Awesome.
I would imagine we have some kind of a restriction that would prevent a 100-story building in Frisco.
We do, yes. A flight path right over us.
Yes, we do. Yeah, we would hear from the residents on that one if we tried something.
I have a feeling. Actually, just purely out of curiosity, and if you don't know this, it's okay, but what is the limit on how tall we can build in Frisco?
You know, we expect to start seeing some 12-story office buildings. You know, I think that's kind of the range we would be looking at. You know, the ones in Hall Office Park, most of those are 8 stories. Mm-hmm. And there's such a demand for Class A office. And in fact, in Frisco, I mean, we have... it's 90-something percent leased for all of our office space. And there's lots of companies that want to move to Frisco. There's just not space for them. And so we just need some more of these buildings built, you know, and they'll lease up really quickly. So I think we'll start seeing some 12-story buildings in Frisco's near future.
Good. Well, we look forward to having more businesses in Frisco. I think when we spoke to the mayor a few weeks ago, he said it was like 97% of the Class A space is full.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's one of our biggest challenges right now is all the companies that want to come here finding a spot for them. So, you know, our Economic Development Corporation has been working hard. We did an incentive for a building in Hall Office Park that's near completion now. Most people have watched that go up over the last 12 months, but that was for that very reason is, you know, we need to get these companies here. We needed that space, and it's, you know, already well underway to being fully leased.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Good to hear it. Okay, so any other projects, anything else you want to let us in on, or is that enough for now?
Well, that's a lot. I could probably spend your afternoon telling you about projects. you know, we do have the Future Mall coming up along 380. We get a lot of questions about that. Mm-hmm. You know, Cinemark, you know, about 9 months ago announced that they were going to go on our location. That was going to be a big driver for that. Certainly Prosper, you know, wants the mall on their side of the fence, too. You know, we have one of the top developers, you know, working on that. We feel like we've got a better site, and winning the mall certainly has us a leg up. But that's one of our big strategic focuses this year is making sure that mall lands on the Frisco side. And
okay, so that's not 100% determined yet.
It certainly is not.
Okay.
You know, the mall business, malls like to be 10 miles apart. That's the magic number. And so you see Stonebriar Mall is 10 miles apart from the mall in Allen, which is about 10 miles away from the Galleria. And then this site is exactly 10 miles from Stonebriar Mall. So there will be a mall there, but, you know, it's certainly a fight of which side it'll go on. We feel good about our site and what we've done with it already, but really what drives that is the anchors. So who lands the anchors wins that game, and we're aggressively pursuing those.
Good. Well, it sounds like there is plenty to keep city council busy right now.
There is, yes. It's exciting. It's an exciting time to be part of it, and it's an exciting time to live in Frisco, no doubt.
Good. Well, Jeff, thank you very much for the overview. We look forward to having you back on the show again very soon.
And sure. Anytime.
We'll maybe get some updates on what's happening with the projects and talk a little bit more about what's happening around town.
All right. Well, thanks for having me.
You bet. Now,
thank you.
On the front of exciting things and what's to do, Wendy's Weekend Roundup.
Yes.
What's happening?
We have basketball and Shakespeare and classic movies are back at Cinemark. And we have our first town hall meeting of 2014 is coming up this next week. So on Thursday, of course, tomorrow, we've got the Texas Legends against the Los Angeles Defenders. Tip off, as always, is at 7 p.m. in Dr. Pepper Arena. And then on Saturday night, we have Frisco Area Children's Theater. Shakespeare comes to Calamity Creek is the name of the production. That's from 7 to 9 p.m. Doors open 30 minutes before the show, and tickets are only available at the door. So get in line for that one. And just a side note, because we love our friends over at Crossroads Winery, they are closed this Saturday and Sunday due to the owner's eldest son is getting married. So we want to extend some congratulations that way. And everyone head back to Crossroads Winery next weekend. So again, classic movies on Sunday, and then again on Wednesday, March the 5th, it is one of my favorite movies, Alfred Hitchcock's Rear Window with Jimmy Stewart and Grace Kelly. I absolutely love that movie. It's a classic. So it's at 2 p.m. on Sunday, and then again on Wednesday at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. And then the big news is Monday, March the 3rd, come and hear your opportunity to learn about issues in the community and ask questions of the city council. It is Frisco's town hall meeting. It starts at 6:30 on Monday night at the George A. Purefoy Municipal Center right there on the square. And you can either attend the meeting or you can listen in over the phone. And we'll have the phone number on the email for this podcast and in the show notes. And then finally, Tuesday, March the 4th is Fat Tuesday. So NOLA on Frisco Square is having a Mardi Gras party. Come and get your hurricane at NOLA Grill. So everyone's getting ready for Lent.
Here we go. That's going to be fun.
The beads are already out. I'm already starting to see them like decorations at the grocery stores and whatnot. So yeah, it's that time of year.
Very good.
All right. We wouldn't know today. It decided to be winter again today and this week. So hopefully
yeah, I think we've
we'll
got a few more days of that,
back.
But it'll pass soon enough and it'll be patio weather. All right.
Yep.
Good job. Thanks for joining us this week on the Frisco Podcast. We'll see you guys next week.